Johnny, do you want to go to an ice cream social?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Great, let's go.
It's time for Matt and Mattingly's Ice Cream Social. Sitting across from me is Paul Mattingly.
Across from me is Mr. Matt Donnelly.
And on the knobs and dials is Jacob the Audio Guy.
What in the butt?
We're preaching fun.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, did you watch a lot of the NBA All-Star Game?
Yeah, most of it.
That in?
Most of it. Yeah, I'm only there for the dunk competition.
A lot of celebrities involved in the old dunk competition. J. Cole was in it.
Did they have the kangaroo from Dunkaroos?
Mm-hmm. He came out.
If they missed that.
He came out and did it.
Did he? Did he make a dunk?
It's funny because you're allowed to use props and stuff now. Why wouldn't you bust out the trampoline on the old dunk contest?
I don't know.
Since it's always so spectacular when you see
know
it.
What I want to see? I want to see somebody come out with 5 drones attached to them, lift them up off the ground, and they just hover over the basket and just ka-chung.
Ka-chung is right.
I don't think it'd make that noise.
A drone-powered dunk.
Yeah, I like it.
Like, if you get a whole bunch of people in to do, like, a whole dunk team like they have on the those dunk teams.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, do you get credit for just your dunk, or do you think they score all the dunks? Like, if you're in a line of people that just, like, throw it off the backboard or whatever, do you get to do all that?
I don't know. I did a show several years. Oh, it was the first America's Got Talent live show that we did in Vegas here. I was the sound designer for it. And they had one of the dunk teams in the show.
Yeah.
Talk about a fucking mess to try to put into a stage show. They were very good. And they were all super nice guys.
I like those a lot.
Yeah. But it was like, you're on a stage. This was at Planet Hollywood.
Yeah.
You're on a stage. Those basketballs get away from you every now and then.
Oh, sure.
So you just have audience members getting just fucking beamed over the head with basketballs.
Hard-ass rubber in the face.
It was a terrible idea. They ended up having to be cut from the show because it was such... It went just... Usually it was fine.
Yeah.
But when it went wrong, it was horribly wrong.
Good Lord.
Like the 1 out of 10 times that a ball would get away from one of those guys, it was just like, oh, that's terrible.
Your pal Mel B is hanging it up.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
Mel B's leaving AGT.
I didn't know that.
So is Heidi Klum.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then being replaced with Juliana Hough.
Oh, she's a dancer? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Either Seacrest's lady or former lady.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Who did you think that was, Paul?
No, I know. Juliana Hough is a what do you call it? She's,
I don't know.
Wait. At first, I thought you were talking about one of the Bengals.
Okay.
Oh, hilarious. I think we get a Bengal in
Susanna Hoffs.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, Susanna Hoffs.
So who else?
Juliana Hough.
So it's dancer lady.
Was she Entertainment Tonight host?
I think she was on E Channel.
No?
Oh, I think she's Dancing with the Stars.
I think she's a dancer in Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay. I don't know this person then at all.
Yeah. And then Gabrielle Union.
Oh,
joining the cast as well.
Gabrielle Union.
And Terry Crews is staying on as the host over there. These are all the breaking news for the old AGT, heading into its 14th season.
Holy shit.
Grief. 14 seasons of finding the best talent in the world.
We were just reminded the other week that SJ was on America's Got Talent. Do you remember this?
No.
No.
Have you not seen the video of that?
No.
It was either season 1 or season 2 it was an early season
with Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer was the host.
The Hoff,
was one of the judges. And she went on as an assistant for someone. The guy laid down on a bed of nails, got a board put on top of him, and then SJ tap danced on that board.
Oh, hilarious.
While singing a song.
That's really
funny. I do not remember what the song was now.
That's all the things.
Hilarious.
I cannot remember the name of the song for the life of me.
Yeah.
I know it's a song.
Really funny, though. And, yeah, we had both completely forgotten about it.
Obviously just trying to follow in any of my friends' footsteps, thought about trying to get on that show. I've auditioned twice, once with Paul, once on my own.
Uh-huh.
And they just hate me.
Yeah.
That's not true.
I can understand that.
That's not true.
I will say, like, it was really hard. It was trying to go on in character as Hillbilly. It was really hard to figure out how to do that
yeah.
and talk candidly. It was really weird. And I definitely was talking to, like, one of the main producers the second time around, and it was really weird.
Because you're kind of in character, out of character.
I watched some of the Champions edition.
Okay.
Because, you know, I was in the social media.
Shin Lim.
Yep.
Shin Lim, who I've met many times, because he's been on, I think, twice. He's many times. By many times, I mean twice.
Uh-huh.
Many, many times, if you count many as more than one.
Which I do.
Limbo, as I like to call him.
Limbo?
Wasn't he supposed to get a show here?
Or yeah.
Did he just do his AGT show and was done?
I thought
he was going to the Paris.
Yeah, there was word that he was getting a
I would imagine he's full show. Going to now, for sure.
I would think so, too. I mean, Franco's still doing well here.
Mm-hmm.
He won.
Right.
Piff's doing well here, and he lost.
Yeah. AGT loser.
I will say that Piff and Franco both made it through before Simon Cowell was a judge.
Ah.
And I watched.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
I watched AGT Champions editions because Billy and Emily were on
yes.
there.
One of the skating duos from Absinthe.
And Piff returned and did a bit
right.
on there. And so, man.
I watched Piff's bit. What did he, remind me what he did.
He does took a ring and had it appear in an egg.
That's right.
It's a great trick.
Yeah, it's a good bit.
When he does it at the theaters and stuff on the road, that bit crushes.
I'm sure.
Crushes. Which is just a testament to him. A ring is a very small thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I've seen him do it in theaters and it just does very well.
Right.
But very funny bit. And my favorite line in that is that he has the person, Mr. Piffles eats the ring.
Uh-huh.
Then he has a person squeeze the dog.
Yes.
Which they never want to do, which is great.
Right.
He holds a bag beneath Mr. Piffles. And then he interprets a squeeze, whether the person squeezes or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see something hit the bag. And he takes it out and it's an egg. And he goes, it's an egg! And no one applauds. Every time. And he goes, a dog just laid an egg, and it's a room full of people who are pissed that a dog didn't shit in a bag. And I mean, I've seen this probably 60 times, and I wait for that. I love it. No matter where I am backstage, I just wait for that line. I love that line so much, and it just destroys.
I'm sure. So funny.
And so, yeah, he did that trick on there.
Yeah.
Simon Cowell bothers me.
Yeah.
Really?
And he's...
Salt of the earth. Everyone's bon confidant. Charmer of friends' wives.
Impregnator of friends' wives.
That's Simon Cowell?
Cool. He's not a cool dude.
No.
It's creepy.
It was not an argument, but it was a discussion where the other party was upset. Because I said, no one gives a fuck about Simon Cowell. Like, no one in the entertainment industry gives a fuck about Simon Cowell, what he thinks or what he says about anybody. Like, he's not the star maker that
he once was.
That the shows purport him to be.
Sure.
I mean, like, that's his gimmick on the shows, and that's not who he is.
From if you don't know about him impregnating his friend's wife on his yacht, say
now you do.
Say that's not out there and known.
Right.
He first came on the scene as a guy who smacked, talked shit. You know, like,
right.
So many judges on these types of shows, gong shows, whatever shows, variety, you know, just people are super nice. And suddenly he was the snotty dude who told it how it is.
On American Idol.
And then sometimes you agreed with him, and so it made you feel great as a superior human being.
Yeah.
Right.
How dare you try to achieve your dream. Simon's right. Stay at home.
Basically.
And so that's how I kind of made it.
I knew I shouldn't try also. I was right not trying.
Pretty much.
And now he just is like some really weird echo of that person left. And he's still...
He's like a corn dog with no hot dog in it.
He's just fry batter.
Mm-hmm. He is. He's just fried corn batter.
Shapeless fry corn batter.
Yeah. And so he's being like kind of like still trying to kind of do that, but like two people who have already won on the show or done very well or people who all have careers.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like when you hear him talk smack to people who are like,
it's like Piff.
Doing fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm blanking on the name of the magician, but he really just destroyed this one magician that was on there.
Okay.
Who also was a guy on Fool Us.
Hmm.
And it was like, I was like, that guy's, you're talking about like he's not already doing it. That was the weird thing. Like when you talk to someone who has aspirations, like, hey, you're never going to make it if you do this. Or like, if you want to be a star, you got to fucking do this. And you're like, when he gives those takedowns to people who are like actually just crushing it, you're right. Kind of like, no, there's evidence to the contrary.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. doesn't work.
Yeah.
Your point doesn't hold water.
Yeah.
And how he handles magic in general. You know, like there's a we talked about it on our show, right? With Mac or no, when Mac King was on.
And we talked a little bit about it.
So we've been
glanced over.
And we've talked a little bit over that AGT recruits.
Yeah.
You know, it was a producer who reached out to me both times.
AGT goes out, they have people that go out and hunt for
talent.
Acts and talent to appear on the show.
They do have all those big audition days. And
they do,
and
yeah.
You can submit over the website and all that kind of stuff. And they do find people that way. But they also sure. are always like
they
anyone else. Like
as well.
We, you know, Fool Us. We headhunt. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, not. There's nothing nefarious about it.
They are aware that they need to make a good television show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Mac was basically kind of like chatted into, you know.
He was headhunted a bit.
Yeah, come on the show. And because of that, he passed on a season of Fool Us because of the conflict thing.
Mm-hmm.
The contract
right.
thing. And Simon Cowell is a much bigger fan of animals than he is of marriages. And this thing that drives me crazy about magic in general, when Piff gets shit for his dog and all
yeah.
this other stuff, which is that Mac makes a guinea pig disappear.
Right.
By eating.
Right. Via eating the guinea pig.
In half a second.
Right.
He's holding a guinea pig and suddenly... inhales it into his mouth.
Right.
It's one of the coolest fucking illusions there is.
Mm-hmm. It's a great illusion.
It's, you know, it's coming and it's still just.
Looks great.
Yeah. Jarring.
Yeah. He tells you he's going to do it.
Yeah.
And part of the patter is he says, I'm going to eat this guinea pig.
Yeah.
And then he does it. And you freak the fuck out.
And you're blown away. And in the peak of your absolute magical bewilderment, you don't think for a second that he actually ate the fucking guinea pig.
Right.
Your logical brain takes over.
Yeah.
And goes, oh, I was just magicked.
Yeah. Because that's what this person does.
That's right. What they said they were going to do.
That's
what they are.
And then they did it.
They're magic.
That's their trade.
I just right. saw magic.
What's, I mean, Penn, I've heard Penn talk about it before. You know, you watch a magician saw a woman in half.
Yeah.
You don't believe that he's actually done that.
Yeah. You would have stopped them.
Right.
You would have ran to the stage and wrestled them to the ground.
Yes. You don't believe that, you know, 1,000 people or however many people are in the audience just witnessed a murder.
Mr. Piffles has been fired out of a cannon 0 times.
Right.
You've seen Mr. Piffles launch out of a cannon many times. No one actually builds cannons to launch animals.
Not in this country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I build them, yeah. but I don't use them.
Yeah.
And Piff doesn't. And Piff does not purchase my props.
Anyone who's built a cannon.
Yeah.
You technically have built a cannon to launch animals. There's nothing stopping you from making that an animal launching
an animal
cannon.
Launch a cannon.
There's no rule that says only cannon fodder, only actual.
There's no sensor built
what,
into
it
the
called?
Cannon.
Canard? What is it called?
Warm blood.
What's it called?
Shutdown.
What's,
yep.
What do you call it? Shot? Cannon shot?
Yeah.
What's it called?
A cannonball?
Well, there's cannonballs, but there's other words for it.
Okay.
Ammunition?
Okay, that's part of it.
I shells?
Think yeah. I'm gonna look.
What do you want, Paul?
I want specific. Hold on, I'm going to siri it up.
What is happening here?
What is the specific definition for stuff that a cannon shoots?
What a complicated question for Siri.
Okay, I found this on what is happening?
Cannon shot. Cannon it's cannon shot.
Great.
Go
is
on.
There any point to the story?
No.
This isn't even a story.
Yeah. What point to the story? Yeah, I'm telling you, like, every cannon is an animal cannon.
Great.
Every animal is shot.
But what would that be classified as, though?
I still didn't get an answer.
Cannon shot?
I didn't get the answer.
What aren't you happy with?
The way I phrased it must have confused Siri.
No, it confused me.
I'm in the same boat as Siri.
Siri and I have something in common.
Here we go. What is another name for cannon ammunition?
Jeez.
Okay. Ammunition.
List of cannon projectiles on Wikipedia.
All right.
Here
balls.
We go.
Finally, we can continue with the show.
Get down to it. Balls, dogs.
If dogs is on the list, I'm going to just love my life.
Boxes with parachutes.
Yep. Sure.
All right. The projectiles fired from cannons.
Okay.
All right. Different types of cannonballs we got here.
Good.
Round shot, or a solid shot, or a cannonball, or simply a ball. Chain shot, or a split shot. Two sub-caliber round shot, a good deal smaller than the bore of the barrel, linked by a length of chain, or a solid bar.
Cares.
I tell you who cares. The dogs.
Nobody.
The two dogs who are chained together in a cannon.
Have you ever gone to a place that were like
canister shot?
Okay.
Anti-personnel.
I was trying to actually even talk about what you're talking about.
Okay, go ahead. What is it?
No. Have you been like I remember in South Carolina?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
There's places that like you can follow the path of one cannonball through Charleston, South Carolina.
What?
Okay.
There's a famous battle
the magic
that happened.
Bullet?
Like they just at one point, you know, when a cannonball is launched from sea, just tore through the motherfucking town.
One cannonball.
No, I mean lots of them.
Oh,
but there's this one trajectory that you can follow, like a museum-like thing.
Okay.
Oh, it'll lead you to where a bunch of cannonballs went.
You can follow. Of all of the historical cannonballs that have been fired on Charleston, South Carolina. There's one you can follow in museum-like fashion.
Well, really?
Yes.
Do they? And it's still lodged somewhere?
Is that the coup de ball's not lodged anywhere.
Oh.
Or at least maybe I didn't finish out the tour. One of those two
things. I bet if you didn't finish the tour. Because if they're going to tell you that...
I bet you find the ball at some point.
I say, if you're following the trajectory of a cannonball, and they don't at least have a model of the ball landed somewhere.
Just a picture of it.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
But it's just crazy.
Well, the canister shot works out of a cannon like a shotgun.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a bunch of buckshot inside of a canister.
Whoa. It's anti-personnel during the Civil War.
Yep.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, it's so strange, like, how much damage, but, like, so specific. I can't put my thumb on it. But it's bizarre that, like, firing that size of a round and how much far and how much damage it does.
Yes.
Right.
In such a specific way. It's
right.
Crazy.
There's grape shot. Grape shot, which,
makes wine?
No.
You fire grapes and it becomes
wine. You find, mostly, for whatever reason, hikers like to bring this with them. In the morning, they pour a little bowl full of it, and they eat it.
That's grape nuts.
Oh, shit. hold on. No, it's the shot is contained.
That's the way it feels. When you eat grape nuts, it feels like grape shot coming out the other end.
It sure does.
By the end of your walk.
Grape shot.
Kaboom.
That's a good morning.
I just destroyed my toilet.
Apparently, grape shot is contained in a canvas bag. It's like canister shot, but it's in a canvas bag. It's generally of a larger caliber and so called because of the resemblance of the clustered shot in the bag to a cluster of grapes on the vine. In one variation of this, the shot was held together by a coiled bar and was spread by a fused charge.
That's the next topic, Foghorn.
By now, should we concede that we're doing a bank episode?
Look, there's so many. Here's another type of cannon shot. It's called carcass. It's an incendiary anti-personnel projectile designed to burn fiercely and produce poisonous fumes.
We used all of our topics in the last episode. We're so sorry.
A heated shot or a hot shot. You get it hot first before it goes through stuff, so it puts stuff on fire. Yeah, they use a wood
butter,
or coal
butter
furnace.
Cannot stand up to the hot shot.
Nope, they load.
Give me the hot shot!
Sir, are we shooting for butter?
Absolutely.
Then hot shots shall be provided. Okay, final shot. We've gone down the whole list. They didn't name animals. Last shot, although, no, wait, this is the animal name. The spider shot.
Spider shot.
A spider shot. It's a chain shot, but it has many chains, not just one.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's just...
Right?
I mean, that's just... There's no way that goes in any direction you can predict at all.
Here's the... I think that's... You just answered the question. Here it says... I did it.
Well done, Matt.
Let's call it a night.
It says...
Finally.
It says,
all my podcasting days.
It says it was not often used despite its effectiveness against small ships and morale.
Morale! It's like, let's just launch a bunch of motherfucking chains. And everyone's like, fucking spider shot!
Spider shot!
I was just about to kill myself, but then I heard we were launching a spider shot.
Oh, so happy.
Suicide postponed.
Yeah, so it works both ways. It demoralizes the enemy, but it completely invigorates the attackers.
I only pushed the invigorating. I didn't realize what you were saying.
Yeah, no. It was a demoralizing thing of like, oh, sir, we're coming against quite a barrage of spider shot. What? Yes, spider shot.
Just launched. Oh, like it's so like. Oh God, they just launched a bunch of chains through our boat.
But I bet you're right.
They won't even use real cannon fire.
It's because they went all wombledy woo and really hard.
A bunch of fucking weird. It must have torn through your own boat a couple of times,
probably. Sure, sure.
Or like,
well, if you forgot to take the chain off the dog. There you go, Zippy.
And thus began Piff the Magic Dragon.
Herf, herf.
Fatality.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
Chain shot
is vicious.
Chain shot, grape shot.
No, thank you.
Spider shot.
All right. Spider we can shot. Cross off cannon shot types. We can cross that off the list now, guys.
Got it off. All right. On the Google Doc, shared Google Doc that we don't have.
we go ahead, take that one off.
Shared Google Doc we don't have. Yeah.
That is something. So I've been guesting on different podcasts.
As our
New Year's goal is for us to get as many podcasts as we can.
Yes.
We are the least organized of any podcast out there.
Oh, sure. What? I believe that 100%. I believe that 130%. Like,
everybody does have a general doc or some kind of something where they shared stuff. And
well, because they want topics to talk about.
Yeah.
We'll wait until we've gotten to spider shot randomly. We'll just trust that we're going to get to spider shot.
Topic roulette.
Yeah. I mean, a peek behind the curtain. Matt and I write down topics on our phones. We both have documents on our phones. We don't share these documents.
No.
We just each have individual documents on our phones that we write down. Paul may or may not have an idea as to what he's going to talk about.
No.
And
that's
as organized as we
are. It is. Full disclosure, the original idea was we both would have 2 to 4 topics each, plus a Jock vs. Nerd quiz.
Right.
And you never said no to that. Mm-hmm. But you also never did that either.
No.
I mean, there were probably half dozen times that Paul came in with a Jock vs. Nerd question.
But I remember even just the early days, like, I could be like, this is what we'll do. And you were like, okay. And then you sit down and I'm like, what do you have? You're like, nothing. I'm like, here we go.
Surprise, motherfucker.
That's right.
And then that was that.
I trust the universe to guide me to spider shot. Yep.
Speaking of odd museums, Vegas is opening a cannabis museum.
What?
Yep.
What?
You can look it up.
I will.
Yeah.
Don't try to stop me.
I'll look it up for you right now. Siri, what's different kinds of things you can shoot out of a cannon, and what are they called? Because I kind of want to know the answer. Let's see how this goes.
Here's what I found on the web for what different kind of things you can shoot out of a cannon.
Good job.
Because I kind of want to know the answer.
Good job.
What'd you get?
I got 5 things you can shoot from a cannon.
Oh, that's different from what I looked up.
No. So I asked the question more succinctly.
You did. I do not think you know what that word means.
He didn't ask it succinctly, but it was more succinct.
It was more specific.
Hot shot. It's where the cooler guy launches the cannon instead of the regular guy.
Hey.
Bring in the hot shot.
Hey.
Oh, I know how to fire a fucking cannon.
No, you need to calm down. You need to not be firing that cannon right now.
No, man. I'm a hot shot. I can only fire the cannon when angry.
Who's letting this hot shot take these cannon shots?
Hot shot, which is Paul.
Hot shot is when the projectile has been superheated to cause an incendiary effect and also burning of individuals when it's fired.
That's incorrect. Okay.
What is it?
I'm kidding. No, you're right. Grape shot.
Grape shot. We talked about that. Hikers like to pour a little milk on that.
I like hikers.
That's all I remember from those commercials. Yes. There was always hikers
super
eating grape
nuts. Outdoorsy shoes.
Only, I was like, ugh.
Rugged,
yeah,
ready that to was, rock, outdoorsy
that's it.
Shoes.
The outdoorsy shoes. I was like, I'll never eat that shit because I'm never wearing that footwear.
Chain shot. They don't say spider shot here. They call it chain
There's
shot.
Two different kinds. Chain shot has a single chain. Chain shot has one chain, Matt.
That's, oh, okay.
Right?
So okay.
You're oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Chain shot sometimes.
Highly inaccurate in aim.
With the chain shot.
Because
it goes
wop,
wop, wop, wop,
ships wop. And wreak havoc on anything in their path, including human limbs.
Uh-huh. And it could take off the forearm. It could take off your head. Mm-hmm. Or in the case of Asian magicians, it could take off your shin limb.
Chain shot and bar shot lost their utility as ships became steam powered. No explanation.
They're hard.
Oh, you can't. Chain shot won't work on it.
Doesn't work as well on a piece of steel as it does a piece of wood.
Okay, I feel like you'd still fuck up an engine.
You're not doing it any favors by throwing a cannonball on it. But you're not going to puncture steel with a piece of steel with a chain on it. You could tear off a mast with a wooden mast could get torn the fuck off with a chain shot.
Canister shot?
Canister shot is like we talked about before.
It's from a Game of Thrones.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
It's like a
shut
shotgun.
One of the royal family, the canisters.
A canister always brings its dance. A canister always brings its dance, y'all.
Last category of this article, humans question mark. I pitched the article.
Can we end any movie we make with that?
Human
question mark.
Instead of
the
credits, end. Like, oh, motherfucking got us.
Instead of the end question mark.
Humans
question mark.
I pitched five. I know there's five, but fuck, I got a deadline.
Humans.
Well, they're talking about human cannonball.
I can't commit to it.
I understand what they're talking about.
But
it's still funny.
But they're also talking about, they also talked about in this other one, the other list of shit that they fire, they said corpses.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is just like
a biological
warfare. A skanky mass. Yeah.
Skanky mass is the original name of Matt and Mattingly.
That's a Catholic ska band.
You guys, you
Skanky
know.
Skanky Mass.
We actually have some music from Skanky Mass's album.
Do we really?
We do, yeah.
I think so, yeah. Skanky Mass. The reggae
Skanky
Catholic
Mass.
Band.
They, of course, opened for Jacob and the Plaid Gentlemen.
Of course.
And became the fastest episode title I could ever type.
Skanky Mass.
Oh, if I could find any of their stuff here.
It's in your favorites folder.
Ah, oh, there it is.
In your favorites folder.
Give me some deep cuts. Give me some deep cuts. Skanky Mass. That's Skanky Mass old school. Yeah. Oh yeah, this is a classic.
Yes.
Oh,
it's a good one. Oh, it's taking me right back to my Skanky Mass days.
Well, you know it's fish on Friday, cause I'm a good Catholic boy. I'm on a skank all day and skank all night. Catholic is my joy. I love being here at the altar, helping out the priest with stuff. Come on, let's go ahead and skanky mass. Enough's never enough. Ash Wednesday!
Ash Wednesday!
Ash Wednesday every day!
Ash Wednesday!
Ash Wednesday!
Ash Wednesday!
Ash Wednesday, Ash Wednesday every day!
Forehead!
It's time to celebrate your universal faith. That's what Catholic translates to in other languages. Universal.
Back. 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 More facts.
More truth. Let's get those communion wafers and toss them out real quick. Let's get this mass over with. This party will be sick. Let's everybody drink a ton of leftover communion wine. We'll be having ourselves a skankin' fest and a big old time. Ash Wednesday!
Ash Wednesday!
Ash Wednesday every day!
Forehead!
Ash Wednesday!
Ash Wednesday!
Let's cut and get the Catholics out to play on Ash Wednesday!
Ash Wednesday!
Ash Wednesday all the time!
Forehead!
Let's get ourselves together to have a skanky ride! Yeah! Skankmas, everybody! We'll be playing here at the Ice Cream Social on Saturday. Don't miss it. It's an actual Catholic ice cream social.
Oh, man, that takes me back.
Good old skanky mass. It
takes me back to when I was a member of the Degradation.
So, about cannon shot.
Yeah? What do you
oh,
want to
thank
know?
You, Jacob. I was afraid we were off topic for a minute.
I like the next topic, Foghorn.
But I still didn't find. Topic, I didn't. Foghorn. I still didn't find. The
oh, other, I guess we're moving on.
I guess it is just called cannon shot.
Yeah,
I really thought. I guess canard refers to.
I think we should give it a third attempt.
Go for it. Ask what does canard mean in reference to cannon?
Siri, what
oh,
does
guys,
canard
so
mean in reference to cannon? We gotta move on. I'm so sorry. No, shut up, Siri. The horn went off. What does Kindle mean? Well, that didn't go well at all. Canard?
Yeah. I think that's a term.
Foisted by your own canard?
Yeah, I'm hoisted on my own canard. You would be hoisted on your own canard.
Oh, yeah.
Ducks.
Oh.
Yeah, hoisted on my own duck.
Or in Next Generation, hoisted on your own Picard.
Ash Wednesday! Stuck in my head.
Ash Wednesday!
Stuck in my head.
It's a good hit.
All right.
Skanky Mass.
What?
Speaking of Skanky Mass,
yeah.
What do our listeners have to say?
After this, not much.
Message for you, sir.
We got one here from Six Scoops of Bacon. Hey, Paul, Matt, and Jacob, checking in again. I am now currently listening to episode 522. That is 522 episodes since July 2018.
Goodness sakes.
Holy crap. You guys were talking about the fat sandwiches in New Jersey. You gave me insane flashbacks to this crazy hole-in-the-wall place that I once visited in Sarasota, Florida. Munchies 420 Cafe. They had such
they
a crazy
there.
Line of food, but my favorite was the Fat Sandy. Two cheeseburgers, mac and cheese, chicken fingers, onion rings, potato wedges, and mozzarella sticks, all in a hoagie roll.
Jesus.
Yeah. This place was all about the drunk foods.
Holy shit, that's
last week
really
I got to the episode.
A real drunk.
Last week I got to the episode where you unwrapped the sauces I gifted you. How dare you try to give Voodoo Chili Scoop credit for the gift? Sorry about that. But part of me now
I try
wants
to give Voodoo Chili Scoop a lot of credit.
We do.
Whatever we can.
Deserved or no.
Yep.
In fact, thank you for looking up all those canon facts, bro.
But part of me now wants to know if his name is in reference to the company name or the Jimi Hendrix. And finally, Matt, Voodoo Chili never competed with Blair, at least not when you worked there. Voodoo Chili has only been around for about 6 years, but I do think I know which company you were thinking of, and that was a big competitor to Blair, DEFCON. Irregardless,
okay.
I know that's not actually a word. Screwing you guys in the face until you get things right. That's six scoops of bacon.
Oh, nice.
Thank you, six
thank
scoops
you,
of bacon.
Good facts.
And thank you for just gorging on our show since July.
Yeah,
went
that's
through
a lot
500 episodes plus since July. Goodness sakes.
And this one's got to be right in your top five.
Easy.
But,
easy.
Blair's death sauce, he made Possible Sacrifice the hottest sauce, and then eventually it was not the hottest sauce because it was beat by another company. Then he decided to come back, and he started doing his 2 a.m. sauce.
Okay.
And this 3 a.m. sauce, and it was a nickname from what he used to do as a bartender, which was, he spun off from bartending and making wings to making his own hot sauce company. But he would make the spiciest fucking wings in the world.
Okay.
And give them out just before 2 a.m., because that was his way of, like, everyone would get the fuck out of the bar for last call.
Yeah.
Like, no one would, like, meander around out there. All their mouths and fingers were burning. They basically leave.
Fair enough.
And so, and then someone beat that sauce for a heat, Scoville units or whatever. And then so he made 3 a.m., which is became just, just
instant death.
Colon Annihilator maybe was taken, so they went 3 a.m. sauce.
Oh.
At that point, what do you do when you have, like, the hottest thing?
How hot can you go on wings?
Me?
Yeah.
I can do hot. I usually don't prefer it because I actually like the taste of sauces.
Yeah. Right. I've had some really hot sauces that also taste very good.
Yeah, I used to.
And I really like those.
I've become less of a wuss over the years, but I think it's just because of age, because your taste fades with, like, your vision and hearing.
You were also in the game, though, too. I mean, yeah. You had a sauce named after your...
Yeah, yeah, we had to try that.
Troop.
But even then, we were just wusses about it. But I don't... I never go for beyond hot. Like, I never go... If there's, like, a special...
Ever do the challenges?
Mega... No challenges. No mega habanero. No
ghost college, pepper. I was doing a job in Virginia.
No ghost pepper challenges.
Yeah. I was doing a job in Virginia in college, and we would go to the bar all the time that had cheap wings on one night. You know, cheap wings and beer.
Yeah.
One night of the week. And we were in there one night and had quite a few cheap pitchers of beer. And told the cook that we didn't think he could make wings hot enough that would make us cry.
Oh. Yeah.
And we were wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think anytime those...
Yeah, we were like, oh, that was
food
stupid.
Wins every time on that end.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I remember someone decided to do like a spoonful of possible side effect sauce.
Ugh.
And was like honestly just on our couch, like moaning, like little child sick moaning.
Yeah.
Just covered in sweat and just sitting on our couch just destroyed.
Right. Because that stuff has a physical effect.
Yeah. We're like, sorry, pal.
It's not just that it burned my tongue. Like, no, yeah. It's damaging.
Yeah, yeah. And
this guy got out like all of these like different Indian chilies,
yeah,
and everything, and made a sauce that was more of a paste.
Yeah,
it was very thick and viscous, and probably about a quarter of an inch thick all around the wing.
Gatorade thick.
Yeah,
Gatorade.
It was just bad.
Load that shit in a cannon.
Oh, he just fired Gatorade thick all over me.
Oh.
I mean, my muscles are in great shape now, but I feel disgusting.
I feel hydrated.
I'm demoralized.
They've got Gatorade thick on deck.
Yeah, I've never been into food challenges. I remember I ate a whole pizza for a t-shirt. Amounts versus spice. I guess I've gone for big amounts as a big fatty.
What was the t-shirt?
Pete and Elda's down on Jersey Shore. Pete and Elda. If you ate a whole... It basically comes out as like this giant sheet of pizza.
Is it the shirt you're wearing right now?
Always. I'm still proud.
This is the first time we've noticed it.
Yeah. Always.
Oh, I've noticed Matt always wears the same shirt.
That's where that shirt came from.
It matches all my tattoos.
I ate the sheet out of Pete and Elda's.
Oh, if it didn't say that.
No food challenges for you?
I think food is just my general everyday challenge.
I challenge myself at home.
Let's see. Well, I'll give you a.
So far, Paul, it's losing the challenge.
I'll give you a food challenge. Last night.
Oh, no.
Here's yesterday's diet. I got to get it back on the wagon. Yesterday, Fuddruckers.
Oh.
Gummy worms. A can of Italian wedding soup.
What?
Two pieces of toast with jelly.
A can of what?
And a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That's not as bad as I thought it was going to go.
No, it wasn't as bad.
A can of what?
Italian wedding soup.
What is Italian wedding soup?
You never heard of Italian wedding soup?
No.
It's, hold on. Let me ask Siri. No, besides shot, what's canard or another thing for a can? Here you go, Jacob.
You were saying.
I was saying, Siri, what's canard? And how do I pronounce it properly? What's canard?
Did you accidentally summon me?
Yeah. you want out of this bit, Siri? Siri, do you want to get out of this bit?
I really couldn't say.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
What Italian wedding soup is? What's the
Siri? What's canard? canard is an aeronautical arrangement wherein a small four-wing, four-plane is placed forward on the main wing of a fixed-wing aircraft. Oh, that's canard. Nope, that's not canard. I think you've made up this word. I might have.
Little Meatballs is the headliner.
Great.
Dude, Tiny Meatballs. It's not a tomato-based soup.
Okay.
It's not like a...
That's like the Muppet Babies version of original Meatballs.
Yeah.
Little Meatballs.
Little Meatballs.
It's got a shrunken...
Little Meatballs.
Shrunken down Bill Murray.
It has some kind of grain in it.
Sometimes.
It's a, yeah, there's usually
this
a,
one, the one I got,
yeah,
has a pasta in it.
Yeah, it's usually okay. Some pasta and a broth.
Okay.
And brothy soup. Spinach. Well, spinach and carrots in this one.
This doesn't sound like the worst thing in the world.
No, it's a good soup. It's one of my diet soups.
Okay.
So I did at least eat a diet soup.
Great.
To go along with your Fuddruckers.
To go along with my Fuddruckers and gummy worms. Ann went to Sprouts and she bought gummy worms. And on the way home.
Oh, is it like an open bag? Like, yeah. Self-measured?
Yep. All the way home, we were both just
chowing
down on gummy worms.
That's the strangest thing about Sprouts.
Oh, also I had also
the center
I had
area where everything's like hand
yeah,
hand
yeah.
grab.
Cold Stone, sorry, Cold Stone.
Yes.
We went to Cold Stone after the gummy worms.
After Fuddruckers?
Oh yeah.
Well, what like within the, is this the
this
same
is,
meal
this
radius?
This is a whole day.
Okay.
Yeah. But it wasn't that far off.
I like Cold Stone. I haven't had Cold Stone in years.
Yeah, it was well, then you don't like it. When they close, you'll be the one to fucking blame.
Deal.
No, we went. It was very cold last night, and we were like, you know what? Nobody's going to be
ice
in
cream.
Line, so let's do it.
Yeah.
And it was great. Right through.
I didn't even know there was a Cold Stone in Vegas.
There's several.
No.
There's one right behind you.
I got him!
Got him!
Oh, Cold
good,
Stone always creeping up.
That was my spider shot joke. Who knew where it was going to land?
Spider shot, spider shot. Is it spiders? No, it's not. It's a cannonball with chains. And it could rip out your brains. Look out, here comes a spider shot.
Demoralizing. Oh.
That's the problem. I just looked up where all the Cold Stones in Vegas are. None of them are even close to anywhere that I ever go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just says away from Jacob.
That's all it is.
Canard. Name, meaning, family history.
I don't even know what this is attached to anymore.
You.
I don't even know where...
No. Yeah, I just hate Paul. We got one here from Magic Shell Scoop.
I think I've made up a word.
Hey, fabulous face fuckers of Fuckland. Here is my build the wall run aid moment, which I believe I could not have handled more perfectly. Let me know what you think.
Oh, great.
Did you use spider shot? Because spider shot will tear through a fucking wall.
Yeah, and then make that person feel really dumb.
Mm-hmm. And demoralized.
Yeah.
This past Saturday, I was performing a small private magic show as a favor to my mom for her friend who is going through a hard time. At the show were my mom, my mom's friend, and her two kids, and some random dude, his son, and his mom. After my performance, I was packing up and chatting about how I got started in magic and how my grandparents had taken me to see David Copperfield when I was 13. This prompted the dude to go on about the Statue of Liberty trick, some others that David Copperfield is famous for.
He's
and
been
finally,
saving that one.
His
you
walking...
remember when he made the Statue of Liberty disappear?
Yeah.
That was something else. But you know what? I take issue with that. I think he literally and figuratively took some liberties in performing that trick. I feel like it was a declaration of arrogance.
Oh my God, you're right. Like in the Fox News era, that would consider someone would get up in arms.
Oh,
right?
They'd be
oh,
so mad.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He made Lady Liberty disappear.
It's a sign. It's a thing for the.
Well, he didn't beat Barack Obama to the punch.
Right. Yeah, it'd be something like that. This prompts the dude... he also talked about the walking through the Great Wall of China trick. This prompts the dude's mom to perk up and say, couldn't you go down to the border and make the wall appear? Then all of our problems would disappear. Running!
Oh, my God. That's not even... It's not even metaphorically on topic.
No.
The only joke to make there is... Well, if Mexicans learn Copperfield's trick, they'll just walk right through the wall.
He just made a point that says
the wall.
No wall can beat a magician.
Right.
Right. Thankfully, my back was to the group at this point, as I'm sure my face revealed my disgust. But as not to rock the boats, I loudly proclaimed, "Does anybody else love chocolate?" The utter confusion that ensued was enough to make everyone move past the wall comment, so I think I runated properly.
I think that's
anything excellent. Else anything else that I could have done better?
Chocolate?
Fucking you in your flamboyant faces, Magic Shell Scoop. No, I don't think I think you are the master here. I don't think we have anything to teach you about
renating
here.
Fine, that was perfect. Yeah.
That's the only way to top it is to then have chocolate on hand to hand out.
And just to give to everybody.
Yeah.
Or release a dove.
A chocolate dove.
A dove.
A dove made of dove chocolate.
A dove made of dove chocolate.
Dove shit and say, this is the only dove chocolate magicians have to deal with. And then, yes, and then lick it off your palm because it was actually white chocolate. White dove chocolate made by a dove. So it was its poop.
Look out, guys. We got one here from Dibs and Dot Jack.
I think we should do this on social media.
Oh, this is definitely. Oh, yes. Scoops. This is our new Is This About Israel?
Yeah.
Does anybody else here love chocolate? Yeah. This is perfect. In the middle of a long, drug-out bullshit comment. Anybody else here love chocolate?
Oh, we were talking the other day about my mom on social media.
Yeah.
That would have been perfect. You know, just like. Dude's like, oh, yeah, you should just go kill yourself. Does anyone else here love chocolate?
Yep.
Anyone else here love chocolate?
All right. That's our new one.
Great.
Thank you, Magic Shell.
That's the new Facebook fart.
That's the new Facebook fart. Anybody else here love chocolate? That's even more innocuous.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. That's a good one. I like that. We got one from Dibs and Dot Jack.
Dibs.
Greetings, denizens. I have been inspired by Scoop Mail from the last episode, which was 548, the weird backwards episode. So I have returned to stake my claim. I called dibs on Jacob's genitals. Thank you kindly. I'll be in contact soon to collect my dibs reward.
Oh,
fucking
man.
You in the face with Jacob's dick. Dibs and Dot Jack.
Wow. SJ's going to be slightly disappointed to hear that.
Nah, she'll be fine.
So she finished all the work on the house.
Yeah. That's all I am at this point.
He can have dibs once he's done with his handyman job.
My genitals are doing very little with the house.
Really?
Nah.
You don't do that whole thing?
No, you finish the
hang
house.
Hang your hammer
on
your old tool belt?
I brought my own tool belt.
My tool belt is a hard penis. What?
My tool belt's all just a bunch of chains. Ready to fire at any moment.
Spider shot?
We got one here from Matt. Hey, guys, I'm a musician, and last weekend I sat in with the band for a concert at a bar. My dad is a supportive guy, so he came out to see me and brought a small group of friends, including a date that he's been seeing for an indeterminate amount of time.
Was it Skanky Mass you sat in?
It was Skanky Mass. I sat down at their table and chatted a bit before the show, mostly to my dad, but at some point he gets up for one reason or another, leaving me alone with his date.
Oh boy.
She immediately takes this opportunity to whip out her phone and start showing me multiple pictures of her daughter, telling me all about how interesting she is, all the cool places that she travels to, and how single she is.
Oh no.
How do you respond to that? The only thing coming to mind were along the lines of, I'd fuck her. So I just smiled, nodded, and made non-committal sounds of approval. Fucking you in the face with not technically incest, Matt, a.k.a. plausible deniability Scoop, this time around.
Right? Well, I mean, you're ready this to film a Pornhub video.
This is what's known as a parlay.
6-1 odds.
Parlay? Parlay? Who's going to give me parlay?
You're taking two separate emotional bets and doubling them down together. It's much harder to
I thought you were referring to parlay in the pirate parlance.
Oh, no. I meant
where you're
like
asking to actually have a talk about stopping the fighting.
Oh, yeah.
For parlay. Like, no, I tell you what, we'll outlaw spider shot.
Think he has to go. Oh, no, never mind. Parlay canceled.
Parlay canceled. My pirate likes to parlay all the time. Parlay all the time. Parlay all the time.
You have to be like, all right, well, you break up with my dad. Otherwise,
no dice.
Otherwise, no chance.
Really? Would that be your move? If you get set up with a really hot lady who's now relation to you?
That has... No.
I mean, I guess...
I'm not concerned about the incestual thing at all.
There's nothing there.
I think if anything, if it works out, you just have fun saying that all the time.
Yeah.
And getting weird looks and just being like, no, 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 it doesn't work out that way.
Right.
But I think you just, you know, at that point, be like, yeah, I started dating my mom's daughter, and I love it.
Here's what I want to see. I want to see them start to go out. But then they go on a four-person date, and they find out that the dad and the daughter and the son and the mom have way more in common, and they end up hooking up that way. And it all changes out that way.
Oh,
so
yeah,
the streams cross.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then suddenly, and then they all come home, and all of a sudden you're like, wait, no one else showed up to our barbecue? I'm drunk. You're drunk. I'm drunk. You're drunk.
And then it turns out the daughter and the mom had more in common, and the dad and the son, and the dad and the son get married, and the mom and the daughter get married. But they all live in the same house.
One gets a dog, and one gets a cat.
Crazy.
I don't care about the incest thing. It's just a matter of, like, if both of you successfully date and then one of the couples breaks up before the other, that's just a weird thing to have hanging over your actual relationship.
Well, right. It's also a very awkward thing when this is one of the first times I'm taking it that you've met this person who is romantically involved with your father.
Yeah.
And the first thing they lay on you is, hey, you should fuck my daughter.
You look a lot enough like your hot dad that you should date my hot daughter.
Right.
Yeah, it's just weird.
It's very awkward. I'm sorry. Like, you have been put in an awkward position.
It's like whenever someone has like any kind of like torturous dating situation, I'm always just, if it's early in the situation, I'm quick to remind them the amount of whatever gender is required on the planet. There's, you know, billions and billions of men and women. So the early part of a relationship is supposed to be the more fun part. So why don't you go ahead and just, this just seems remotely annoying, move on. Yeah. Yeah. Get out of there.
Bone down.
That being said, fuck the daughter.
Bone down. I was going to say, bone down. Jacob's right. Bone down.
Yeah.
You've been offered. Someone just came through at a swanky party with a whole plate of crudité, and you put your nose up. Well, shame, shame, shame.
Isn't crudité that tournament that Jean-Claude Van Damme fought in Bloodsport?
No, No, Jacob, it's another term for
crudité, crudité, crudité.
It's another term for cannon fire.
Let's look it up.
Fire the crudité. how does that line go, right? You go like, hey, so I was hanging out with your mom because she came to see me in the show.
Yeah.
She talked about how single you were.
Oh, yeah.
Show me several pictures of you.
Yeah. Want to hang out?
Yes.
Yeah. What? Wait. Mom said it was okay?
Yeah. She said it was okay.
Then you can get in this puss.
No date? No coffee?
Don't. It has to. I only get approval or dismissal of men from my mom.
That's it.
She sends men to me who she has deemed puss worthy. And then I offer them this puss.
My mom and I work on Ghostbusters rules. You see, she is the gatekeeper, and she goes out and finds the keymaster. You, sir, are the keymaster, and here's the gate.
And in Ghostbusters, my puss is the puss.
That's why my mom named me Gate.
You gotta date my daughter, Gate. She's real single.
What? Here's the great thing about Gate.
She swings
both ways. Her hinges are well oiled. And you can see through her because it's thin slats. Not a full wall.
She's not like a lower the gate. Gate.
No.
She's not a portcullis.
A portcullis.
What are all these words today?
Isn't portcullis the big vertical it's gate thing in castles?
No,
I think a portcullis. I think of is something.
What is a portcullis?
It's something like a gazebo.
Am I wrong? That's my other daughter.
No, nailed it. A portcullis is a heavy vertically closing gate, typically found in medieval fortifications.
Okay,
so lower the portcullis. It's a really weird thing to yell. That's how you're gonna pick her from prom. Hey, I'm here to pick up your daughter. Lower the portcullis.
Here she comes.
You can just call me Gate.
Oh, thank God.
You can just call me Gate.
I do want you to know it takes at least four men to raise me up. Four strong men or two horses.
I've been trying to rig up a counterbalance system, but I haven't gotten it set up yet.
Now, what happens if she meets a man who's interested in her that her mom didn't set up ahead of time?
What? If, oh!
Right? So what if she meets a guy and mom doesn't know this person exists yet?
Then he has to raise that gate.
He has
all by himself.
He has to do it manually.
He'll probably just bang on the gate until they let him in.
That's always been how I do it.
So yeah,
you remember that movie Enemy at the Gates?
Yeah,
same thing.
It's about a guy trying to date his dad's girlfriend's daughter.
I saw a movie Stargate, which is about people trying to date MacGyver's daughter.
You remember how MacGyver used to talk to those kids all the time?
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that the other day.
Oh, yeah, MacGyver. Apropos of nothing. Weird.
Yeah.
Oh, that was creepy. Yeah, he's always hugging the kids and having them stay overnight and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He was all Jesus juicing them. How about Watergate?
What about it?
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I am not on a date.
It's time for Jack versus Nerd.
Hunt for balls.
We won't have a whole daughter fucking kicking around here. Balls
on the hunt for balls.
We got a scooperty coming to us today from XGD Falcon.
Oh, Larry.
Larry.
This is, the categories are addition, mathematics, division, and money.
Mathematics.
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 Let's see. And Matt, you go first.
I will take mathematics for 400, please.
Let's see here. Not your paw, but...
I'll take math.
Ma! That's the ma!
Ma! Ma, what's going nice on job. With the pie? Too much basil.
Paul, your turn.
I'll do mathematics for 800.
Madonna. That's it. Madonna.
Madge.
Materialer.
Oh.
That was a good guess on your part. Yeah. That was hard to figure out. The first one didn't let you really lead
it didn't
you
play
into
that
the
game.
Second one. No.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I get it, though.
I'll try mathematics for 1,200. Who is Martha? Who's Martha? Pass. I don't know. Matt.
Matha's Vineyard? No, pass.
I'm gonna say Mama, as Martha was Batman and Superman's Ma.
Ah, there you go. Ma.
Yay.
Yeah, Batman and Superman's Ma. There you go.
How do you know the name? How do you know the name?
Matt, your turn.
Why'd you say that name?
I'm gonna take money for 400.
Are you dating
money?
My
mom? Football game time segments.
Quarters.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, fun. This is fun. Different ways money is talked about.
Yeah, yeah. Paul, your turn.
800 for money.
Let's see here. Big League of Their Own Awakenings. Big League of Their Own Awakenings.
Money. Big League of Their Own. I pass.
It passes to me.
Tricky one.
Let's see.
Big Money.
Big Awakenings.
Big League of Their Own Chew.
Pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, dollars, $5, $10. Yeah, Matt.
Movies directed by Penny Marshall.
Oh, Penny Marshall. Oh, that's it. Penny Marshall.
Penny Marshall. You got well it. Done.
You got it.
Let's see. It's my turn. I'm not doing well with any of these. I'll try money for 1,200.
I quit. I'm out.
Yeah, you're killing it. Atomic mass of 28. Got to be nickel.
Yeah.
Got to be nickel. Yeah, there we go.
Mike Nichols.
And Mike Nichols.
Nichols and May.
I got to work with Mike Nichols before he died.
Really?
He's a really nice man. Yeah, he directed Spamalot.
Aww.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, really nice man.
That's super cool. Yeah, he's a Second City legend for sure.
Yeah. Matt, your turn.
I'll take addition for 400.
Let's see here. 80s R&B group.
New Edition?
New Edition.
Mm-hmm. Annie Heartbreak.
If it is love.
Paul, your
why
turn.
Does it hurt so bad? Make me feel so sad.
Mathematics in 2000.
For 2000. Mathematical sequence of numbers where each number is the sum of the previous two numbers. Mathematical sequence of each number, of numbers where each number is the sum of two previous numbers.
What's the name of that? Not madrigal.
Canad.
I believe it's the gift of the Magi.
I just gave you the two previous numbers, and now I'm a total.
Is it Marconi's sequence? I'm going to pass because that's too much money to lose.
It passes to me. You know it's not real money, right?
I know, but it's like Abrogados something? I don't know. It's not Abrogados number.
What I think it is does not have an M-A in it, so I'm going to pass as well.
Okay.
Oh, you're right. I thought of it, too, and it doesn't have an M-A in it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Shoot. I thought it was the Fibonacci sequence.
That's what I thought it was.
But I'm going to pass since it's not in the category.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. It is Fibonacci sequence.
Well, what the fuck, dude? Well, it's just mathematics, I guess.
I guess it's just mathematics. Yeah.
That category is all over the map.
Because I absolutely thought it was. I was like, Fibonacci sequence. That's not MA.
This is I Spy a Drunken Scooperty if I've ever seen one.
Larry, quit drinking.
I Spy a. This is a bourbon on the rocks.
This is a tricky one.
I'm going money for 2000. And it is loading. 19th century British fiction anthology publication and recent Showtime series. 19th century British. Boy, let's see.
What is cannon fire?
Spider shot.
Fibonacci. Yeah, pass the mat.
A recent show. I don't have Showtime. I don't know about these things. What's the category of this?
This is money.
Money. Oh, this is Doubloons. The recent Showtime series called
Doubloons.
Did you guys hear about the man who went into the cantina and he asked if they could serve him some...
sorry, I'm supposed to give a straight face for this. I'm sorry.
Some tortilla chips, perhaps drizzled with some kind of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And the man behind the cantina bar was like, I'm sorry, we don't have any of those. And he says, I'd really love some tortilla chips drizzled with perhaps a meat and cheese.
Drizzled with meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Meat drizzlings.
Something like that. And the guy behind the counter again says, we don't have anything like that. And the guy's like, this is a Mexican cantina purported to carry Mexican food and drink.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me you can't serve me some delicious tortilla chips drizzled with meat and cheese?
Yep.
And the guy says, I'm sorry, we don't carry anything like that. Not even remotely like that. And he gets really upset and he leaves.
I did read about this.
And the guy,
so was that the setup?
He goes to his friend and he says, I
was at the Times.
I was sure I was going to be able to get some delicious tortilla chips drizzled in some cheese and meats.
Mm-hmm.
And his friend is like, well, how many times did you ask for that? He's like, 3 times. Like, oh, you have to ask at least 4 or 5 times before they will actually serve it to you.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
He says, really? Why is that? And he says, oh, it's a whole pattern that they have. It's the fibbing nacho sequence.
Where's that air horn? Sorry, Larry. We want to be arrested for scoopery. We just have to go.
That was terrible. That was terrible.
But at least it was short.
What it made up for in not being funny at all. It more than made up for that in length. While it wasn't good, it was long.
What it lacked in humor, it made up for in length. Jacob, it's a pass for me.
That's the opposite of my dick.
full of humor and lack of
length. What it lacks in length, it makes up for humor.
Paul, do you know this one?
No, of course not.
Great. Oh, it's Penny Dreadful.
Penny Dreadful.
Oh, of course.
Fibbing Nacho sequence.
I'm going to hit you.
That
I'm going to walk across the room and strike you. Matt, your turn.
I'll take Fibonacci sequence. I'll take addition for 800.
Google's failed social network.
Google Plus.
Google Plus indeed.
Oh, that's a math term.
Plus.
I see there. Oh, no, it's addition, straight up addition.
Paul, yeah, you're
dick.
Do division for 400. I hope the answer is division.
The war that divided the United States.
The Civil War.
The Civil War.
We know it's the war between the states in my household.
The war of northern aggression.
Yeah, the war of northern aggression.
The war of northern aggression.
We flipped the switch on Paul. I'm going to dish it for 1,200. Daily double.
Whoa, really?
Oh, I forgot
sound
about
effects.
I forgot about
the actual
effect.
Sound.
What's happening?
Yeah, it does that every now
That's
and then.
That's the actual sound.
Yes.
We're ahead of you on this. So is every listener.
Wednesday Fester. Morticia Gomez. And Pugsley?
Guys, did you hear
that? I think you just have to say.
What I heard about the Addams Family, and I don't like spreading rumors.
That's what I think you have to say.
But they
just the Addams Family.
Somebody told me that Addams Wednesday family. Found a ruby. Mm-hmm. She stuck it in her boobie. And they all thought it was groovy.
I hate you.
Oh, Paul's just going straight to like bus nursery rhymes.
Matt, your turn.
Did you guys hear that Batman smells and the Joker got away?
That's vicious lies.
Did you get that right, by the way?
Yes.
Okay, good.
What was it?
It was Addams Family.
Oh.
Addams Family.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Ad.
Jesus. I'll take addition for 2,000.
Nope.
We used to record two episodes in a row all the time. How did we do this?
I don't know.
Stephen King written movie featuring AC/DC.
Pass.
Passes to Paul.
Maximum Overdrive? Wait, no. Is this addition?
Yes.
Okay. I'll pass.
I don't know.
Fart Night.
Oh, it was Maximum Overdrive. Shit, I was right.
Yep.
Well, that'll teach me to answer. I thought, addition.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, maximum. That doesn't, dude, this is out of here.
Paul, your turn.
Division.
800 daily double.
Oh, God.
Divided Germany for 30 years.
What is the Berlin Wall?
Sure is. Berlin Wall. There you go. My turn. Division for 1,200. What is a Spratchet?
That's the answer.
What is a Spratchet?
What is a Spratchet? Final answer.
I don't know.
That's the guy who worked for Ebenezer Scrooge.
I thought
that was Bob Spratchet.
Oh no, it's the
Bob Spratchet.
It was the talk show on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And every now and then they would dance.
You're thinking of Kanad.
Ah,
that's what you do if your leg spitches. You scratch it.
Scratch it.
You got to scratch that spritch sometimes.
I don't know.
I believe it was the former Prime Minister of the UK.
Cat Spratched Fever.
Margaret Spratchet.
Margaret Spratchet.
Margaret Spratchet.
Named after the 19th century novel series.
Yeah.
Is this the Daily Double or is this a...
No, it's just a thing. It's your turn.
I'm going to pass.
Paul?
It's your turn, Jacob.
I passed.
Oh,
so did Matt.
I think this is a thing that either opens up your chest cavity.
Okay.
Or your hootily hoo.
Okay. These are all very complex medical terms.
It's a surgical opener.
A surgery opener.
That what you're going with?
Yeah, it opens wounds.
Let's see. The plastic stick that divides groceries at the checkout. So, no.
No, 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 no.
If your groceries and my groceries were the left and right rib cage of society, then what Paul said is correct.
A Spratchet.
Matt, closing out the game division for 2000. Oh. The assignment of different parts of a manufacturing process or task to different people in order to improve efficiency.
The assignment of different parts of manufacturing process.
Or tasks to different people in order to improve efficiency.
It's just labor division, but division of labor? What's the category of this?
Division.
I think I'm going to go with division of labor.
It's as good a guess as I could come up with. Division of labor.
Oh, I got it right, you guys.
That was a $2,000 question. It was division of labor.
I saw them open for New Order in 86. It was really great.
I saw them open for New Edition.
Did you?
Division of labor, New Edition. It was all math tour.
Well, Paul loses that game, but we all really lost. Paul has 400 points. I have 2,400 points, and Matt crushed it with 4,800 points.
No one lost more than the listeners.
No, nope.
With time.
That is
with time spent listening to Paul's jokes.
Just that is factually accurate.
Guys, I hate to say it.
No, you don't. You never have.
Pretty sure Wednesday did find a ruby
in her poopy.
No, she stuck it in her booby, and they all thought it was groovy.
Is that a nursery rhyme?
That's just the song. Wednesday found a ruby. She stuck it in her booby. They all thought it was groovy. The Addams Family.
Oh, you're goes. About to get struck.
No!
You're about to get beaten. Jacob is
hitting
Paul.
That's how it goes. That's the song.
No, that's not.
Well, it's not the real way. Then there's other gross lyrics about the Addams Family, too.
No, the ruby and the booby one. That's tops. Weird Al Yankovic weeps at night that he's not right.
Wednesday found a ruby, stuck it in her booby. They all thought it was groovy.
Yeah. That's just like, I'll never get there. I'll never hit that.
Even though groovy and booby are a near rhyme at best, it still works.
That's a Paul rhyme.
All right. I want to thank the end of the show for coming.
Oh, my God.
Just hurts.
Thank you to everyone who's a listener and subscriber. You know, there's other episodes.
Just tell the truth when it comes to your Mexican appetizers. Don't play the Fibonacci sequence.
All right, so I want to thank everyone who's a listener and subscriber. You can participate with... on social media. I said that like a teacher. You know, you can participate on social media.
If you get a little more involved in the classwork, everybody will be happier.
If you just stop playing those video games.
Oh, you kids and your phones.
But yeah, so the other day my son was sick. He was feeling it with a fever. And he literally from the dinner table was like, "Hey buddy, do you feel like eating more? Can you eat a little more, you know, whatever we had out there for you?" And he was like, "Can I just have a minute for a second?"
A minute for a second.
And we're like, what? I just need a minute for a second. I need to go to the hallway and think.
What? Yeah. Go to the hallway and think?
Yeah. So he walked out of the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
He didn't wait for a yes. He just walked out of the kitchen, went around the corner to our little hallway.
Yeah.
And just fell down on the ground and laid there on the carpet.
You have the most dramatic child.
So dramatic. And then I walked around the corner, and you know, like, I can see back into the kitchen from the hallway. Uh-huh. And my wife is like, "Where is he?" He's like, "He's just lying on the ground." And I said, "How much do you have to drink with your friends tonight, buddy?" And Keeler goes, "What?" I go, "Sorry, I was just time traveling." Because I was just laid out on the hallway floor. Because he needed a minute for a second.
Just needed a minute for a second.
A minute for a second.
Need a minute for a second.
That's a good self-help book title.
Can't you have a minute for a second?
A minute for a second.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
How we're doing it with our lives, guys. We're trading our minutes for seconds.
There we go, guys.
We're just, we're not savoring our time. Ugh!
What's happening?
I don't know.
That could have been Paul's last words.
That could have been it.
Choked and stroked.
I did, choked and stroked.
Choked and stroked.
Doing what he loves.
The first thing it did.
I would be happy with
doing those choking and stroking.
Yep. Joking and stroking.
Anyways, Red Hayes Scoops on all social media. Maybe you could put the video game controller down for a second and talk to a listener.
Maybe.
She's single. The listener is single.
She's the looker.
Here's some pictures. All right. Jesus, we'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.
Go to preachingfun.com right now. Just do it. Just see what's there. You've never looked at it. Look at it.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't cost you a thing to go look.
Look at it.
Yeah,
window shop over at Preaching Fun.
Yeah.
It's nothing to look at.
It's free to look at. Take a look for free.
And then pay us.
If you want.
Dracula.
Only pay if you want the things that we have.
Fibbing Nacho Sequence.
Fibbing Nacho Sequence. Bleh, bleh.
I've come to make a sucky joke.
Hello. That's the only kind Draculas can make. Sucky jokes.
Suck your blood
and your joke. We also have lying tacos.
Every time you play that, I think for a split second you're playing Shot Through the Heart. And you're
it does, right? Your old Jersey thing.
Yeah,
said,
my Jersey blood's
here we go.
Oh, we're not doing that.
Stop it!
You give love a bad name.
My guitar has two long things.
Next.
My guitar has two long things.